Thank you so much, Madam Chairperson. Chairperson of the conference, the Director General, and all other ministers, members of this, members of delegation of this conference. It gives me great honor to address the 42nd FAO conference and to show that Nigeria agrees and supports absolutely the thinking and the decision to have the title of Food System Transformation from Strategy to Action. Therefore, Nigeria is ready, prepared to do all that is needed in her local environment to fulfill this wonderful commitment so that the world will become a better place. Yes, it's good to strategize. It's good to have deep thinking and all the necessary mental capacity involvement. However, until it is put to practice, it is meaningless. The amount of intellectual capability of the world is such that we should not be where we are today. What is missing is what FAO has strategically flagged, and that is, let's roll off our sleeves, let's get our hands dirty, let's get the machines working, let's have all the technology with indigenous knowledge and ability to synchronize the knowledge, the cultivars of old with modern technology and understanding. If we move in this direction, undoubtedly, we will see the result glaringly in the eyes of children, women, and men smiling because their situation has been changed. And the more we think about it, the more we can put into action the four betters: better production, better nutrition, better environment, and better livelihood. When we refuse to respect any of these three or any of these four, or abuse any one of them or any combination, we get COVID-19 pandemic. Nature will always fight back when it's being interfered with. Nigeria believes that yes, we need to work in sync with the world. We need to bring our commitments together. The countries that suffer most of the side effects of environmental and climate abuse are the least producers of the cost. Therefore, we need to work together, providing resources where need be, providing education and knowledge where it is required, without ignoring the local situation, will take us a long way. Therefore, I see the need that FAO has a major role, more ever than before, after United Nations Food Systems Summit and after the United Nations Climate Change Conference. The outcomes will be right on you, dear Mr. Director General, and all of us and your staff working on it to get it practicalized. Let me make a reference to Nigeria. The hand-in-hand initiative, high-level discussion took place last week. And to show the commitment of the Nigerian government, there were four ministers, the chairperson of the governors in Nigeria, there are 36 governors of states, two state governors, the special assistant of Mr. President on SDGs, and many other top government officials with the RBA membership in the country fully represented. And it shows the hard work that had been put in by the FOR in Nigeria. It deserves the commendation. The outcome shows the need of Nigeria in line with the excellent presentation of our dear friend and brother, Terero. With that, all effort is being put in place. The country workshop on the food summit is going on well, and Nigeria believes very strongly in the homegrown school feeding program, which automatically puts the smallholder farmers in a position to be more productive and be more profitable and eating good and nutritious food. Finally, Nigeria is also working tirelessly on food loss and food waste, which will save a lot of resources and improve the environment. We owe it a duty, Madam Chairperson, to see that our world is a better world than we met it. Thank you and out.